For let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler in other men's matters. 1 Peter 4 and verse 15. It is interesting to note how the scriptures identify error from a point of receiving man's full agreement into an area of it's not that bad. Let me explain. Peter said, let none of you suffer as a murderer. Webster defines the term as the crime of unlawfully killing a person, especially with malice afterthought, to which the morally upright would affirm. Let none of you suffer as a thief, that is, one that steals, especially stealthily or secretly. Jeremiah, in the context of Israel's condition, said, the thief is ashamed when he is found. Jeremiah 2:26. Let none of you suffer as an evildoer, that is, doing evil and wrongs done to our fellow man. Jesus said, for from within, out of the heart of men, evil thoughts proceed, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, covetings, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, railing, pride, foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. Mark 7:21-23. As such, the immorality may be present when the action is not possible. Also, the term is described as malefactors or offenders of God's law, and used generally of the ungodly. The ungodly are those who array against God and His claims to respect, reverence, and obedience. Those whose sins are particularly aggravating and deserving of God's wrath are the ungodly. To these and other acts that are considered reprehensible to a moral society, the Apostle Peter said, let none of you suffer as such. But Peter did not stop there. He adds, or as a meddler in other men's matters, defined as matters belonging to another person. It seems to be a general consensus in our society that there are no matters belonging exclusively to another person or persons. So many believe it is their right, their purpose, their job in this world to settle or to be an instrument of justice in other men's matters. And thus, there is no evil in the act, nor will it have adverse consequences. However, the Apostle Peter reveals that in so doing, the offender will smart for it. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to meditate on the words of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel, to Amaziah, the king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon and trod down the thistle. Thou sayest, lo, thou hast smitten Edom, and thy heart lifteth thee up to boast. Abide now at home. Why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? The term meddle being provoke calamity.